Should men and women athletes be paid the same? A new BBC sports study into prize money found men are awarded more money than women in 30% of sports. The biggest disparities were in football, cricket, golf, darts, snooker and squash. For example, the German team that won the World Cup took home £22 million. Japan, who won the last Women's World Cup in 2011, got £630,000. Should sports pay the same to men and women? Kate Smurthwaite and Mike Parry are with us this morning. Morning to you, Kate.
Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. What do you think, Mike? Let's start with you.
Well, look, I think there's got to be equality in most things in life, but when you talk about sport, because it is one of the most commercial industries in the world, it generates literally billions, tens of billions of pounds, then you've got to say that sport's got to reflect to the winners their commercial appeal to those who watch sport. And that is why, obviously, footballers get paid millions, tens of millions of pounds a year, and women footballers don't, because women footballers don't have the commercial appeal. But if you look at a sport where the commercial appeal, that is, the appeal of the winners on both the men's side and the women's side, is more or less equal, that sport is tennis. And I think you'll find in tennis that the male players and the women players are almost equal in their earning abilities and the wealth they've accumulated from their success in the game, even though the old row has gone on for years about, you know, men play five sets, women play three sets. That's irrelevant. The commercial appeal of women tennis players is as great as men tennis players, and for that reason, in that sport, they're equal, because they are both as successful in the eyes of the public. But it's a rare sport where you find that happening.
Kit?
Well, what I mean, you know, I see what Mike's saying, but what is being missed here really is two things. Firstly, you know, we do have equality of prize money in fact, 70% of sports. So, in fact, we're already doing really rather well. We're already doing managing equality in a number of places. Now, of course, there are places where we still need to catch up. And I think when we look at engaging young people with sports, obviously, it's ridiculous to expect young women to engage with sports when the rewards are so much lower in certain areas. Now, let's address this issue, though, of the commercial situation. Now, I'd make two points here. First of all, the commercial appeal of sports is very much a chicken and egg situation. If there is good media coverage of a certain sport, interest in it goes up. Once there's more interest in it, there's more media coverage. It's a cycle. When we look at those sports, you know, Mike mentioned tennis, but for example, the Olympics would be another one. I mean, you never hear anybody go, oh, did they win a gold medal? Oh, yeah, but it was a women's one. When the media picks up on women's sport and promotes it as enthusiastically as men's sports, it does become just as popular, and therefore, in the long run, there's no reason why it shouldn't have the same commercial value. But let's talk specifically about football, because that was the one that Mike mentioned. Yes, he's quite right that men's football is a better commercial prospect than women's football, but do you know the reason for that? Well, the reason for that is that 100 years ago, women's football was more popular than men's football, and the FA decided they weren't having it, and they banned all the women's teams from all the FA stadiums.
Is that true, Mike? Well, I guess it's true if you're saying it. I didn't know that.
So if
women are expected to deal with less money because they've been brutally discriminated against for over a century, I hardly think that's a question of talking about the commercial prospects. We need to challenge this, and the first way to do so is to just step up and say, right, let's make it a law. I mean, let's just say...
Wait a minute.
...same money as men.
The only time women's football was more popular than men's was, as you quite rightly say, 100 years ago, because of the First World War. And when all soldiers went away fighting and there were no men, women took over and they played...
And women were...
Well, hold on. Let's let Mike get a word in.
Kate, hang on. That's the only time women's football's ever been more popular in this country. Now, Kate, unless you're walking down with your head in the clouds, you know full well that if you go to a women's football game in this country, if you watch it on the BBC, and the BBC, you know, is a public service sector broadcaster, and therefore quite rightly shows women's football, but you won't find many commercial stations showing it because it has no commercial appeal. So you can't say that there's discrimination.
Because of the FA ban on women's...
No, Kate...
Football
it's not
in
Kate.
The stadiums.
No,
that's
Katie.
Exactly why it is. How can you say that women were banned from stadiums for 70 years?
Association, Kate.
The women's game. I tell you what, if that's how you feel, Mike, let's ban men's football from the stadiums for 70 years, and you come back and tell me no, they've still got the commercial appeal. That's a lie. What is affecting women in sport is discrimination, and to sit there and pretend it's not is dishonest, and it brutally contributes towards ongoing equality and to young women feeling excluded from sport. And you, Mike, are a part of the problem.
No, Kate, you have no understanding of what the FA are all about these days. The FA have a massive department based at Wembley Stadium dedicated to the promotion of women's football. The idea that they ban women from men's stadiums is complete nonsense. And you're telling your audience here complete utter rubbish.
No, these are facts.
The promotion of women's football
above
and beyond any...
I'm getting too old for all this shouting and roaring. I'm getting too old for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Kate, the FA spend money on promoting women's football,
not enough,
millions, but earn millions from men's football.
Well, they're not spending enough if they haven't managed to undo
the
years of women being excluded. They were the ones who excluded women.
You can't go around press ganging people and say, right, you must come and watch this women's game. People only come and watch it if they think it's attractive. You can't tell people.
Listen to me, Mike. You're not listening to a word I say.
Of course I'm listening.
No one is suggesting that they go around press. No one is suggesting that they go round press-ganging people. What they need to do is undo the many, many decades of discrimination that they have exercised. You can't go round saying...
Discrimination exists today against women's football.
What they haven't done is undone the problem that they created in the first place. You can't discriminate against
discrimination
people and then turn round...
Okay.
And, I mean, this is ridiculous, Stephen. If I'm not going to be heard, then I won't continue.
You've been heard an awful lot.
Well, if we're just going to have a conversation that doesn't acknowledge the existence of wide...
Hold on. Stop shouting over each other.
Absolutely pointless. Exactly. And I can't...
Go ahead, Kate. You can...
...where he's going to keep interrupting me and shouting at me and distorting what I say. So
I think you can finish. I think you can finish your comment, Kate. Go ahead.
Well, the point is this, that women's sport suffers great discrimination, and we need to combat that by giving women, by giving them the same prize money. It's a simple regulation that would bring that in. The FA could just share out the goodies, and what would happen, of course, is that women's sport would become more popular, more people would get into it, standards would rise, enthusiasm would rise, and it would do brilliant, brilliant things for millions of women all around the UK, and Helen Grant needs to step up and make that change.
Kate, thank you. Mike, nice to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much. Good morning to you both.